Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast this week. I'm so glad that you were able to find time in your schedule to join me as we go into the Word of the Lord. And before I begin to share the Word, I'd like to take just a moment to pray that we all have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us through His Word. Beloved, we all in this life go through many trials and tribulations. Jesus said that. And sometimes we get so bogged down in the circumstances of our lives, in the battles, the trials, the temptations we go through. We are so focused on the work of the enemy in our lives or whatever is going on that our spiritual ears are not able to perceive truth. And so I want to pray that God's Spirit will enable us to hear the Word of the Lord, not just for the period of time that we're sharing the Word on through this broadcast, but in your own life, that you will hear the Spirit of God speaking to you, that He will dispel every bit of confusion, every bit of heaviness, that you will sense your Heavenly Father ministering and looking out for you and directing you in such a beautiful, loving, and personal way that anything the enemy would try to do to discourage you or to make you feel that God doesn't care, you will recognize and rebuke it as a lie from the pit of hell. So let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you that you are such a good Father. You are faithful and true, and your mercies are new every morning. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters, my spiritual radio family, Lord, those who may be relatively new and those who have listened for months and weeks and years, Lord. I thank you, Father, that although we may never meet in the natural, Lord, one day we will be gathered around your throne, worshiping and praising you for all the eons of eternity. But now, Lord, we need your help. We need your strength. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to help everyone who's listening. Lord, those whose hearts are reaching out to you, who need your guidance, who need your strength, who need your wisdom. Father, we're asking that for your provision in every way, physically, supernaturally, spiritually, circumstantially, Lord, that you will bear your holy arm in behalf of your beloved. And Lord, that they will see your interaction and mighty interference, Lord, in their lives. Because, Lord, when you interfere, sometimes you do break up our plans. But, Lord, it is for our good. We thank you for that wonderful promise that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to your purpose. So, Father, I pray for every need. And I pray, Lord, that our hearts will be open to receive the message that I'm sharing this week, but also, Lord, in our own personal lives, we will hear the Spirit of God gently leading and guiding us in everything that pertains to our life and godliness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'd like to begin a message with sharing with you today that I've entitled The Law of the New Covenant. And I want to take time because there are some concepts that we really have to hear with spiritual ears. You know, Jesus spoke in a way that many heard his words. He spoke in parables, but they did not understand the spiritual truths that he was describing, that he was illustrating. And so it's imperative we allow the Holy Spirit to bring understanding and revelation of God's Word. Whenever we hear it in our personal time of prayer and Bible reading, when we're in the congregation of the saints, when a minister is expounding the Word of God, we need to really hear what God is saying to us. And we have to understand that when Jesus said that He was bringing a new covenant, a new commandment, that word new means something different than what went before. And that's, in the sense, new is, and especially in freshness or revelation. And we know our Bibles are basically divided into two sections, if you will. We call it the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. Now, both were ordained by God. The Old Testament is good. Jesus came not to do away with that Old Testament, the Old Covenant. He came to fulfill it. And Paul speaks of that Old Covenant as being a schoolmaster. It demonstrated to his people, the Jews, at that time, as well as to succeeding generations of mankind, that we were unable to live up to the righteous and holy standards of God. And so that's why the Lord, the Father, sent Jesus, because even though He was God, He was very man, a perfect man, who was our substitute, our atonement, and was able to fulfill the righteous statutes of the law of God, the Old Covenant, and as a result, through His death, His righteousness is imputed to us so that we can have boldness now to come before the very throne of grace. So, as we understand, Jesus came to bring in a new dimension in man's relationship with God, the new covenant. And remember, in fact, He even gave a new commandment with His, as He was sitting with His disciples at what we call the Last Supper. He said, I give you a new commandment, that you would love one another, not as you love yourself, because those were the two, the golden rule, if you will, the primary commandments of God. If you would love God with all your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, well, the Lord summarized by saying, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. But Jesus was speaking to His disciples, and he was exhorting them to a higher form of love, because sometimes it's possible that we're not very fond of ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves in a godly way, not in pride, not in arrogance, but being grateful and thankful for how God has created us, for the things He has given us, the giftings and uniqueness of our personality, if we're not able to appreciate and love what God has done in each of us as His unique creation, we're not fully able to love one another. But now, Jesus has said, I want you to love one another as I have loved you. And beloved, that's the standard of a perfect love. And while we certainly may fall short in this fleshly body, in this earthly realm, that's the high calling to which we are called. And it is with our heart that we aspire to walk in that agape kind of love that God has. Now, the New Testament in Thessalonians talks about the tripartite aspect of man. We are body, soul, and spirit. And throughout the New Testament epistles, we see an exhortation to walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, if we are indeed a new creation, we need to walk in the Spirit, to walk out our daily life in a way that indicates we are being ruled and observing the commandments of the living God, and to show us the way, Jesus was our perfect example. In Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 38, Jesus was anointed by God, and he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And remember Romans 12:1, we're exhorted to present our body a living sacrifice before the Lord, which is our reasonable service. Well, Jesus was a perfect and beautiful demonstration of that. He came not to be served, but to be a servant. So in the physical realm, his body was totally yielded to God. And at the very end, when he shrunk from the sufferings, from the shame, the humiliation of the cross, he said, "Father, if it's possible, can we do this some other way?" Yet he was willing to lay down his body and experience the cruelty of the cross, the most inhumane form of torture and execution known to man. And also in the realm of his soul and spirit, while those are theological terms sometimes difficult to understand and differentiate between, suffice to say the spirit is the very inner heart of man, that immaterial part of our being that will exist forever. Whether you serve God or don't, you're going to be alive somewhere, either with the Lord or with the devils in hell. And Jesus said his meat was to do the will of the Father. He was committed to God's, his Father's plan, his work, his word. "Thy word, O Lord, is truth." And his soul, he was in perfect relationship and communion with the Father. There was perfect harmony with other parts of his being. The psalmist said, "Unite my heart to fear thy name." And so Jesus is a beautiful example of the harmony of a perfect man created by God, where his body, soul, and spirit was in perfect unity and desiring to be pleasing to his Father. Now, I'm going to be sharing some hard to understand truths, but I believe the Holy Spirit is going to help us to understand God's heart in his dealings with his people. Ephesians 4:14 and 15 says, "To speak the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things." In other words, maturity and perfection in every area. Well, beloved, I've just laying a foundation, groundwork for the things we'll be sharing this week. I do hope you will be able to be with us. If at any point you miss a broadcast, just go to our website, unveilchrist.com, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And in just a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information and say, if you have prayer needs, I'm here for you. We may never meet, but I will take your prayers personally before the Lord, pray for you, and send back by the word of the Lord something that will bless and encourage your heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,